The 5th Annual Environment Nature Outdoors Film Festival opens this week in Boulder. Joining me to discuss what's in store is Film Festival Director Richard Paradise. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Shannon. It's great to be back.
Well, give us an overview of what's ahead.
Okay. Well, you mentioned it's the 5th year, but I feel like it's only the 3rd year because squeezed in between those 5 years was the pandemic, of course. But we're back in full force at the Dairy Arts Center, July 13th through the 16th. And the festival is bookended by two big programs. We have our opening night reception and film. That comes Thursday evening at the Dairy and the Hilton Garden Inn. We do our reception first, and then we all sort of walk over, because it's only a block and a half away, to the Dairy Arts Center. And that film might sort of provide some controversy initially starting out the festival. It's called Nuclear Now. It's by Oliver Stone, and his whole premise is, why aren't we looking at nuclear energy as a clean energy source to hope mitigate climate change? And many people probably don't realize that 22% of our electricity generated is generated through nuclear power still to this day. But there's a lot of controversy surrounding it, and his film makes a very compelling argument to take a relook at this. And then ending the festival, we've got a great program. We've got this wonderful film called Patrick and the Whale. And actually, Patrick Dystra is going to actually join us. And it's about his exploration of whale life. He befriends a huge sperm whale, a female sperm whale, and he's able to communicate and swim with this whale in her pod, which is quite unusual. But more importantly, we're also going to be honoring James Balog, noted nationally known photographer, climate scientist. He was involved with the film Chasing Ice, which was very prominent about 5 or 6 years ago. And so we're going to be honoring him with an award, a kind of our Earth Angel Award, for his work on behalf of the environmental movement and crisis, climate crisis change. So those two events bookend the festival, but there's a lot of great films in between, all taking place at the Dairy Arts Center, at the Bodecker, smaller cinema, more intimate, and the larger Gordon Gam Theater.
So let's go back to opening night.
Sure.
And the first of those bookends,
yes.
the film Nuclear Now, which, as you hinted, is could be rather controversial, and I would say it could be even more controversial here in Boulder, which is home to people who have been involved in the anti-nuclear movement for many decades. Now, there is a renewed look at nuclear as a potential way to provide power sources. But there, those concerns remain, or people who have been concerned for many decades still continue to be concerned. Have there been any efforts to bring them in to also have this discussion to really hit on the nuances?
Right. Well, we do have a speaker afterwards, Mark Jensen, who is the chairperson of the Department of Nuclear Energy and Engineering at Colorado Mines, the University of Colorado Mines. And he's going to be on hand to answer any questions that I can't answer. I mean, I'm not a technical individual. I'm not a nuclear scientist. But we welcome discussion and dialogue from the audience. So I hope people will come, watch the movie, and decide on their own part. And I've shown this movie before in other places. And I would say that in 95% of the audience comes away from the movie with a more open sort of viewpoint of looking at nuclear today. Nuclear from the 60s and 70s is a lot different from what nuclear is today. They have lots of new technologies. There are new things being developed in terms of nuclear waste disposal. They're working on that at Colorado Mines, for instance, using chemicals. So I don't want to get into the weeds about the movie, but I would encourage people, even if you're anti-nuclear or you're not so sure, I would encourage you to come see the film and give it a chance. Now, you can go to the event as, you know, the full-blown event, which is the party before and then the movie, or you can just buy a ticket to the movie. that is an option also. And I welcome discourse, you know, after the film.
Another film that's going to be showing also has a local connection. It's Youth v. Gov. And yes. You're going to have a presenter afterwards tell us about that movie.
Yes. Well, Youth versus the Government is a landmark suit against the U.S. government by, I think, 18 individuals, 18 young people, though this suit has been going on for about 6 years now, and it's just been sort of restarted, because after 3 years of being in limbo, waiting for a judge to make a decision on whether it could go forward, that judge, federal judge, decided that, yes, it can continue and to move through the court and actually be, you know, sort of prosecuted. And it's a civil lawsuit against the United States government. And we're going to have one of the individuals, Nick, N-I-C, Veneer, be joining us. And also James Balog, who I mentioned is going to be our award recipient closing night. He was the executive producer on the film, so I'm expecting him also to be there for the Q&A afterwards. And it's an interesting case, because they all were about teenagers, and now they're kind of young adults in their 20s, young 20s. And so it should be a very interesting film. It obviously makes the point that the U.S. government has not done enough to alleviate climate change, climate crisis, and that their future is at risk because of it. And so, you know, we'll see what happens with the case. But we have movies that deal with outdoor recreation, rock climbing, bicycling from the standpoint of road racing. We have a short program. We have a great film about climbers who climbed Mount Kilimanjaro and did it with one kidney because they were living donors of their kidney. So there's a lot of film involved in this festival, a lot of diversity involved. And I hope people will seek out the program on our website, BoulderENOFF.org, BoulderENOFF.org. Take a look at the full program. We also, Dairy Art Center, which is selling the tickets for the festival. You can find the program there on their website.
You can also watch some of the trailers for some of these films.
Oh, yeah. All the trailers are there on our website and their website. We have pretty much speakers for every movie afterwards. Again, I know we're limited in time, but I don't want to go through all the films. But, you know, we have this great film about wildlife and animal rescue, which is also another Colorado connection, the Wild Animal Sanctuary, which is based in Colorado. They're one of our sponsors of the festival, but they will also be speaking after a film about wildlife. We have another sponsor, Peregrine Energy, which is involved with the Valmont coal plant and repurposing that plant. So that's another, again, Boulder connection, Boulder. So, yeah, there's a lot there in those 4 days.
We're going to just have to leave it there. Yep. The festival, the Boulder Environmental Nature Outdoors Film Festival, opens tomorrow and wraps up on the 16th.
On Sunday, yes.
Yes, Richard Paradise, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Shannon. It's always great to be back in your studio.